This is CliffCentral.com.
This morning we're definitely not turning a blind eye to energy and the importance of energy reduction. Now, I mean, we talk about this because there are different ways that humans have contributed to and denuded nature. And we keep building more and more elaborate buildings with many modern features like glass and concrete and aluminium. And you know I'm a frustrated architect, right?
Yes.
Well, if you just look at our center CBD here, the amount of glass is going up.
I mean, it looks beautiful. It looks very modern. These office spaces are absolutely incredible. I've been into some of these buildings, and they really are incredible. But we don't often think about how bad these buildings could be for the environment. What I mean is that a building that's made of glass and steel gets very hot during the day, and it gets very cold at night.
Okay, that sounds like an electricity bill mounting.
It is. That's exactly the problem. They use huge amounts of energy. Architects love to build buildings with huge amounts of glass. The buildings need huge amounts of heat during the evening, and during the day it needs cooling. So you've got this constant energy running through the climate control. What the Green Energy Board and city councils are very strict in controlling about is how the architects and developers plan to reduce energy consumption in these glass castles they produce. So how do you think you can reduce energy in a massive office building made of glass? Any ideas?
Yeah. You have to start thinking of these options, because in these times that we're living in, you can't be negligent.
So yeah, when the sun is shining
you can harvest solar.
That's
you
it. Can.
I mean, that's going to be the first thing you should be thinking about.
You can.
Because you've got to see this thing producing by itself.
Use that solar energy to power your air conditioners and your heaters.
But right? Like decent insulation is also key.
Insulation is very important. But let's think about the actual walls of these glass buildings, because they're made of glass.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to stop the sun from heating a room if you have a glass window?
You shield.
Yes. Thank you very much. Well, Taylor have got, Taylor Blinds and Shutters, they've got something called an asset screen, which sustains the level of heat in the room. In other words, it keeps it constant.
Oh, solid, yeah.
Yeah. Buildings that have these obviously are the kind of buildings that, you know, they face a certain direction. That blind is made of a certain thickness of material. It's able to insulate the room, keep the heat in at night, and keep the heat out during the day. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So you keep it constant.
And you can still maintain the chic look to it.
Absolutely. And because these blinds and shutters that they make are such quality things, they're able to help you to win aesthetically and to win from an energy conservation point of view. They also have these buildings, I don't know if there are any in Sandton, but I've seen them in other parts of the world, that actually rotate as the sun moves.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a twisty building in Dubai that's very well known.
Yeah, what they're trying to do there is to avoid midday sun, because that's the one that heats you up, and then they're trying to get as much of the morning and afternoon sun as they possibly can to heat the building up, because that's where it gets cold.
Yeah.
Early in the mornings, late at night. So it's quite useful to know these things, and architects are obviously working on new ways to keep buildings energy conservative at every step of the way.
But what I'd love to know, you know, you get like town planners.
Yes.
That to me always seemed like a fascinating job.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a difficult job, because it's not like you're playing Sim City, but for real.
Yeah.
So when you want to, say, build a 30-story building, you know, like, I'd love to know what the planning process is. So it's like, okay, well, you want to be a complete glass facade. Okay, cool. But now everyone on the street is kind of like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd just love to know the considerations are around this. And then do you have to then say, right, this is our game plan. We're having blinds that do this. We're having solar on top.
Well, the architect has to think about all of this stuff, right?
And then obviously goes through the submission process with this.
Correct. And they're very interested in what infrastructure you're going to be using, sewerage, electricity, construction, what kind of materials you're using. And ultimately, it goes all the way to window coverings.
Yeah.
Window dressing. So you might think of it, because when people plan a window, they imagine there's just a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Right? And then we'll put some glass in there. But there are far better ways that you can conserve energy by using those windows, and by using the coverings and the dressings and the shutters and the blinds that come with them. It's very, very handy. So if you want to know more, you can always go and check out Taylor Blinds and Shutters, because they are on the cliffcentral.com website. You can get a link to all of their stuff there. They're energy efficient. They're compliant in terms of human ecological safety of textiles. Their materials meet stringent chemical emissions requirements, and they limit the use of formaldehyde, phthalates, and heavy metals. And I'm interested in all of that because I'm interested in chemistry. So now you know.
Yeah, it is very cool because I'm just looking at their online catalog with their blinds and their shutters, and it breaks down all of this information and why it's so important, you know, why you have to realize that you need UV blockage, and, you know, how these specific blinds can also be customized to fit your window. So this is all quite cool.
And yeah, it's a build cost, essentially, because you can say, well, I want to cut corners here, but electricity and energy, that costs way more, and it's always going to end up costing more because of how things go in this country as well.
Well, you have to have a number of ways that you can conserve energy, and this is one of them. In other words, if you haven't thought about it before, blinds and shutters can save you energy and save you money.
That's why I love watching those things on Discovery Channel where they do actual documentaries about buildings.
Yeah.
And like how smart the people are, and how, I mean, like, everyone goes back to the seven wonders of the world and go, oh, Stonehenge is great. No, Stonehenge is a bunch of rocks. Some muscular people got together, look at a skyscraper, what goes into it. And the fact that that thing's actually like precise to the millimeter.
Well, I take it a step further. I actually sit and draw like floor plans for these buildings. I'm a major, major fan of certain kinds of architecture, certain styles of architecture, and maybe in another life I could have been an architect.
This is CliffCentral.com.